Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We are here. Give us a moment. First, we would say Happy Chinese New Year to all who are listening to us. This is the year of the dragon. And those of you who are familiar with our work would know that we consider the dragon one of the earliest inhabitants of this reality. When 3D reality was first getting its solidity, being solid, sort of, dragons came and were here. It is why your cultures, no matter where you go, from one culture to another, cross oceans, continents, all have the dragon stories, all have the dragon as part of their mythologies. And ideally, what you are all beginning to see is more of a clarity. Now, one of the things that can happen when you begin to see more is you begin to get distracted. It can happen very, very easily when someone who has had trouble seeing, someone who needs glasses but did not know it for a while, let their eyesight sort of fog up and fuzz up and did not really notice what was going on, and then somebody comes along and says, wait a minute, you need glasses, and takes them to the doctor, and the doctor gets them glasses, and then they go, oh my, look at this, I didn't see all of these things. Sometimes it can be overwhelming for that person for a time. They see too many things. But over time, the person gets back to what is important and now has this clarity to do the important things, whether it is schoolwork or whatever, driving a car or whatever, reading a book. All of a sudden, you can now read books again or this sort of thing. And many things have occurred in the last few days. The overwhelming support for shooting down the SOPA PIPA legislations, and how that threat found its way out there. And those who were being threatened, whether they were the people on the internet or the people using the internet, rose up. Those who were on the internet showed illustrated the potential of this technology killing legislation, and those who would have been affected by it took to the streets. And we find it very interesting that the industries that were behind these legislations are attempting to sway public opinion through media. Whether it is commercials or things of this sort. It is interesting because they are seen as the bad guys, as the ones who are trying to crush the internet. And so how is it that anyone's going to come to their defenses when they don't believe their argument that the internet is killing American creativity, is doing anything but. But of course, if you are someone who creates content and you are seeing your content being copied, you have a legitimate right to be concerned, but you cannot kill the technology because you don't like what it does. There are other technologies that are coming. Our vehicle was explaining to someone the other day about you can't upload a car or a television set or any of these physical things. And we would say you can't do it yet. Go look at your Star Trek and take a close look at the thing they call the replicator. What would happen if a replicator technology was to find its way out of the underground facilities and into your society? Then you could take a car and duplicate it like you do a CD today. What are you going to do then? Understand? The real thing has to do with the idea that why are you doing all of this? To create money and to be rich and to have other people be poor? Or are you doing all of this to help the society and the people reach their potentials? And the only way a culture can reach its potentials is when information can flow freely. Classic example was prior to Galileo. There was many who had the information about the sun-centric cosmos. But it was all hidden, all kept from people. And so none of that ever got anywhere. Until Copernicus published on his deathbed. He waited until he was getting out of here to publish. Didn't stick around to see what happened. Why? Because he didn't want to have the Catholic Church after him. But even more important, he knew that this information was going to send shockwaves. And so there are other pieces of information out there that are going to flip your world on its end, just like Copernicus did. And all of a sudden you're going to say, wait a minute, we're not the only intelligence in the universe. We're not the only, the technologies we use for energy are not the only energy technologies out there. The computing technologies, food production technologies, these are not the only ones. We don't have to have Roundup ready corn and soy. There's other ways. These kinds of things will discover them, and then you will discover that they've been known for a long time. Some technologies having to do with agriculture that go back millennia and have been lost and stifled. And the reason that all of this has to happen now is because you are on the pinnacle of a very unsustainable environment. You really have reached this place where you take the dive a little further and there's no going back. You've screwed the pooch. But the universe has set itself up to prevent that. There are like guardrails. And one of those guardrails is the awakening of people. Mr. David Wilcock did a briefing that our vehicle went to many years ago now, where he learned about the science, the experiments that were done on the fly, the genetic experiments that were done on the average fruit fly or whatever, and how they genetically removed the eyesight from the fly. And so they created blind flies. But because a fly has a very short lifespan, you can see many generations of a fly. In a short amount of time, a few weeks, you can see many, many, many generations of a fly. And what they discovered was after about 7 iterations through the genetics that the DNA for the eyes returned. How? Because genetics does not come, the species does not come from genetics, the species comes from someplace else that uses genetics to bring it into experience. That is the simplest we can explain it, and as it was explained also during the class, during the briefing. So here you have manipulation of culture, manipulation of people's memories, manipulation of people's expectations, the dumbing down of people. All of these things are done with the idea that you can do this permanent. But you can't. Because where you come from isn't this world. This world is where you end up, is where you pop out of. But you are not from here. None of you are from here. You are from a place and an existence that this existence can't even touch. And so, yes, it can get polluted. Yes, it can get screwed up down here. Yes, it can almost be ready to blow up or whatever. But where the entities are who come here is not feeling any of this. And so they can still come quite prepared to alter this reality. And that is what you are seeing. You are seeing now a time frame where you almost imagine it like hitting a reset button. A reset button. Now, many of you have seen VCR tapings. You can see how certain things can be on a VCR. But how difficult is it to take that taping, put it back in the machine, and record something else over it? You don't think anything of it. You simply take this crummy old tape of a video you can't stand, and you put something else on it. And yet, we are here to tell you that existence is like that. Go back into ancient times and see the story of Tiamat and Marduk. What Marduk asked for in the battle against Tiamat the dragon was for the key to the destinies, the ability to create reality. Now, there are many who have listened to our words and what we have said and others over the years, and they're still waiting, if you will, for proof. And we understand that. Proof is physical 3D proof of something can be very comforting. This is the year of proof. This is the year where you will start to see what has been prophesied and what has been explained to you, not just from us but from others, really begin to unfold. And we would like to emphasize not just the Mayans, but the Hopi. The Hopi have some really good insights. The Hopi elders are really holding back some choice pieces of information. Because we're not ready for it, we meaning you. But you are very close to being ready for it. And so keep your ear to the ground. See what the Hopi elders are up to. And others. Tibetans who are very plugged in. And there are others. We would also tell you at this time, be a little bit careful of the desire for retribution. Because that can slow you down. And what we mean by that, this is something Obama understands. That he could have gotten bogged down in trying to take people into prisons and such over what was done with the economy. Oh, absolutely he could have gone that route. He could have done many of these kinds of things that the the left was pushing, or even the center was pushing. But he knew the importance of not getting too stuck in things that won't matter. And you might say, wait a minute, what do you mean this don't matter? It won't matter. There's bigger fish to fry, is a term we hear often, and we would say that comes into play here. And so what are the bigger fish? Well, wait and see. There's all kinds of ahas that will come out, whether it is from the Illuminatis, whether it is from the Vatican, whether it is from other governments that know things and that have been holding back informations. There was a flurry of things on the internet, our vehicle saw, about noises being heard in the sky. What's that all about? Humming coming from the sky, people hearing it, some kind of, almost sounded like an instrument being played in the distance, being seen in many places around the world. We will tell you it has something to do with the energies coming from the galactic center. These energies set up vibrations, and you are beginning to see these vibrations and hear these vibrations. So, keep your thoughts on where you see the world going. In other words, don't let the medias tell you this is the world. Let your inside knowing tell you this is the world that is coming. Our vehicle just watched a program that was on the Camelot project people. And there was a lot of talk about timelines and the idea that there's one timeline. There is a reset point coming. It has much to do with the idea of chaos theory. Anyone who has taken the time to study chaos theory will see how out of chaos can come order. And you are in that place where there's much chaos. And there are some who think they can make it worse or make it, but the order that is coming behind it is not being affected anymore by what's going on in the chaotic environment. Really, look at what happened in the elections this weekend. How Mitt Romney was so certain when he started the week that he would finish well in the South Carolina elections, and it didn't happen. He had a week of very bad press. He had a lot of things come up about his taxes and other things, and it just those who really didn't want him in the first place were more than happy to flush him down the toilet. And now the question is being framed in a way that we are sure the Republicans wouldn't want it framed, which is one percenter against the community organizer. You really want to frame an election like that? Here's someone who would go door to door to try and organize a neighborhood into helping itself, and another one who would come in and remove the jobs, take all the equipment, ship it to China, and leave the town. These are the two candidates you wish to bring forward. And then you've got Newt, or the name Newt. I'm not sure if all of you are aware that he thinks his ancestry goes back to the Tyrannosaurus Rex. He really does. What does he know that you don't know? And Newt is coming along, and he's doubling down on some of these concepts, some of these ideas, and alienating even more people? So, it's going to be a very interesting year. It is a year of change. It is a year that you will all look back on and say, wow, 2012, a lot of crazy things happened then. But look at the world we're in now. Much better place. And so that is what we want you to come away with as we enter the Chinese New Year of the Dragon. This is really a very pivotal year. Not just the Year of the Dragon, 2012, the catching up with the Galactic Center. Very pivotal. And just as a judo master can take a very, very, very heavy person and with a little bit of leverage flip them on their back, see yourself flipping this corporate monster on its back and then rubbing its belly and making it drink soda pop. In other words, calming it down and letting it join the party. You can't come and destroy the party, you can, but you can come and be part of it. Understand? Because that will really set the tone for where you are going. There's going to be a need for a lot of forgiveness. Sekhmet said to our vehicle many years ago in Egypt, "You humans are going to have to learn forgiveness on a grand scale. That has not changed." Those words are as important as when they were said then, as important now. If you're looking for vengeance, if you're looking for criminals to throw in jail, you haven't got enough jail space for them. But if you are looking for peace, prosperity, abundance, see it big enough even for these corporate raiders to join you. See it big enough even for these Illuminatis. Not for them to be in charge, but at least they can come to the party if they're willing to clean up their act a little bit. There's something they do at the end of a movie called a wrap party. They wrap up the last filming, and they have a party. Now think of all the players that were in a movie, whether they are the bad, evil, whatever, or the good person, or some of the other players. Do they all get mad at the end of the party and say, "You were the bad one in this movie, you don't even belong here"? No, because they see it as a play, as a dance that they were all involved in. It would be helpful for you to keep in mind that those who would tell you are not valuable, they have value too, you know. We are here to tell you all of you have value, even them. And they have skills, and they have knowledge, and they have experience that will enrich where you are going. What they need to do is come clean. And what this time frame is going to do, force them to come clean. It's kind of like the body scanners you have in your airports. We're not here to promote body scanners. They are dangerous pieces of equipment, but everyone who steps through is hiding nothing from those who are watching the screen. So imagine that. As we've told you many times, the technologies around you are mirrors of what it is the capabilities you as humans have. With that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.